sister used to delight in, if there was ever spoiled milk, she would pour it into a glass and she'd say, smell that. No, I'm not going to smell that. I know it's spoiled. Why do you want me? Or taste this. You ever tasted spoiled milk? A couple people have. Yeah, not good. It's supposed to be sweet. Milk is supposed to taste good. And if it's spoiled, it's just really kind of rotten tasting, right? Wow. Or maybe, have you ever tried to taste vinegar? Not good. Did you know that vinegar is made out of the same stuff that wine is? Sweet grapes. So white grapes. And then when it gets spoiled and it's bad, then it's called vinegar. Same thing. It's spoiled wine, vinegar. But you can use it for cleaning things, and there's different reasons for having vinegar around. But the point is, it's spoiled, right? It's spoiled. In our first reading today, Isaiah the prophet tells a story that God has planted a vineyard. God has planted all these vines. And I don't know if you've ever seen the vines and the clusters of grapes hanging off of them. God had planted this wonderful vineyard with the best vines and made it very nice and trimmed everything. He put up fences so that the animals wouldn't get in and try to nibble on anything, and cared for it a whole bit. God was the greatest gardener there was. Except when God went to take the grapes, they were not sweet-tasting grapes. They were bitter. In some other translations, they say they were wild. We can cultivate, human beings are so smart that we can, over time, we can cultivate good vines that will give us grapes that are very sweet, very nourishing, that make great grape juice or great wine. But if you just go out into nature, sometimes you'll get a wild vine, which has bitter grapes on it. God had planted the best, but for some reason, all that kept coming up was sour, was bitter, was not good. God has made this planet a wonderful garden for us. God has made this world a paradise. Look around, it's beautiful. Different pictures from around the world. Our planet is gorgeous, and we have a paradise here. Except we don't realize it, right? We don't realize it, and we don't take care of it. We are not grateful, but we are bitter oftentimes. We pollute our air, our water, our bodies. We complain about life. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm not having a good day, so we're bitter. We're not happy. We fight. We hurt each other. Instead of sharing this abundant paradise, this abundant world with all the good stuff, it's what's in it for me. And I'm going to hold on to what I got, and I don't care about you. We have become bitter. The Lord has planted this wonderful vineyard, but all that keeps coming up. Bitter grapes. Our gospel today, Jesus talks about the little children, right? Our little ones are not with us today. So you're the older ones, so I can speak to you directly. But isn't it something? You can generally see in the little ones a certain joy, certain freedom, certain happiness. They laugh easy, right? Certain joy out of the little ones. This is what Jesus is talking about. Even now, as we get a little bit older, which you are, it gets harder, doesn't it? A lot of things in life happen, some things that hurt us very deeply, different things that are painful, that we suffer through, or different ways that we hurt one another, right? And it gets harder to smile. It gets harder to laugh. It gets harder to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. It gets a little harder. But Jesus is saying that the kingdom of heaven is like these little ones. How do we get there? I think we all need a healing touch. Whatever has happened to us, whatever hurts we have or carry around, we need to know that God does care, that God God does love us, that this world is a paradise, that life is good, and this is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad. That comes, I think, through prayer, but it comes through love. When we care for one another, we can help to heal those wounds. We can heal those wounds, and we can begin to feel better again, and we have that little kid joy. A little silly, but wonderful, right? So my hope for all of us is that in Jesus Christ, we can forgive one another, we can begin to heal our wounds, and that we can have a little bit more of that little kid joy, that little kid happiness. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen.